So hi there, this is Alvin, and welcome to Kickstart Commerce Podcast, where we share search marketing and domain name investing strategies to help grow your business. In today's episode, I'm actually on site with our guest, and so anything can go down. A phone can ring, dog can bark, people can probably be yelling in the background. So you never know what to expect from one podcast to the next, but with me today is none other than our guest, Mariana Felsman, partner and entrepreneur of Blue Air, a thriving Austin-based heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, and I'll say that fast, HVAC services company. Today, Mariana and I discuss how business owners often view and value domain names, how Blue Air selected its domain name, lessons learned from using a domain name with a hyphen, and then their rebranding effort from a hyphenated domain to a geo-service domain to a brandable domain. So, with that, Mariana, welcome, and thank you for making time to join us today.
Well, thanks, Alvin. Good to be here.
Yeah, and so just to give a bit of context here, so Mariana and I actually met probably about a week or so ago, and it was under the unfortunate incident of our AC unit going out, actually our upstairs unit at that. Having to get that phone call from my wife, hey, the AC is blowing warm air, great, and we're in Texas, so you can only imagine it's like upper 90s, if not 100 degree weather. And so I begin to think, who can I call? Well, lo and behold, Blue Air is literally about 2 to 5 minutes from our house. And so I always see Blue Air trucks and vans and everything. And we pass by on our way to church, taking kids to school, and so forth. So that just kind of led to me calling them and them coming out, getting our AC unit repaired. And then as of today, they're actually doing or finishing up our second unit right as we record this today. So talking about impeccable timing. So to kick things off, Mariana, tell our listeners a bit about yourself, who you are from the standpoint of professional experience and personal background.
All right. Well, I kind of got into the air conditioning business like I think a lot of women get into the air conditioning business. Their husband starts the air conditioning business, and then they immediately get overwhelmed by, you know, trying to work in business and work on the business and do all the paperwork and whatnot. So anyway, that was 23 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. And so at that time, I was a landscape architect. And so we had just moved from San Francisco back to Texas. And my dream was to be a landscape architect. So we did that in San Francisco for 5 years. And then when we came back, I agreed to help him. And so now we've been doing that for 23 years. So it kind of, his dream has lasted a lot longer than mine did.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, so we just started out. Oh, there goes the phone. You said it would happen.
No. So that's good.
Okay, but it is the middle of the summer, so the phone is going to ring. That's good for us. But anyway, let's see. So where was I? I got distracted. What was I talking about getting started in the air conditioning?
Yeah, so you were getting started.
Oh, right. Okay, so yeah, so basically we started out. So my husband was just, you know, we started out of the house. We moved back to Austin. We were originally from Texas, and we started out of our house. And, you know, so for about probably the first 8 months, I was still working with my old company, but then the phone started to ring. And so then I started helping him out. And so it was basically just a one-man shop. And then it was probably only about 6 months into it that we hired our first and second employees.
Wow.
And Mark, our service manager that you met, he's been with us for 22 years. So he started right away.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's it. So it kind of started out of the house, and it was just more word of mouth. It's always been word of mouth marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband, I don't remember how long we went without having a website. But he was constantly nagging me about, we need to get a website. And since I'm in the office, it always falls on me to, you know, execute whatever idea he has. So I kind of resented it for a long time because I didn't really know where to start and how to go about that, you know. But so I think we were probably in business maybe about 8 years or something like that before we got a website. Of course, we started in 1995, so I don't know.
I mean, I would say that's, I mean, well, you think about it, and I think ARPANET was like 1985, but then everybody started coming along about mid to late 90s.
Okay.
Online, and so you worked
too far.
Yeah, I mean,
at that time, we had, you know, old Motorola radios, you know,
right.
Like the dispatch, like the police used to use, you know what I mean? We didn't
right.
have cell phones or anything, so I think it was
awesome.
Just all starting out. So anyway, that's how we kind of got started.
Yeah. And what type of services do you offer? I know I said HVAC, but then what does that really encompass? And like, who do you serve? Who's your customer base? Is it?
So we do commercial and residential. We don't do any new construction, and that's served us well. We've been in business for a long time, 23 years, and we've really always survived the downturns very well because we're not based on the economy really, because people are always going to get their air conditioners fixed,
right?
Or
especially
replaced.
Here in Texas,
exactly. So, but we're about 50-50 commercial and residential, and we service Austin, Round Rock, Cedar Park, Pflugerville.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of changes too. So we're kind of trying to move more towards the north because the traffic's so horrible in Austin. And in our industry, we refer to the techs being in the truck as window time.
Ah.
So there's way too much window time when we're trying to head downtown and across
right.
the river and stuff like that. So with all the new highways, you know, they're building up in Williamson County, we're kind of moving more. We're trying to stick northwest.
Now, you hit an interesting point because, I mean, obviously, in terms of HVAC services, that tends to be a very local or localized service.
Mm-hmm.
And probably more so in your case now, because Austin is just bursting at the seams, it's likely more hyper-local that you are going to focus on surrounding cities like Pflugerville,
mm-hmm.
Georgetown, Round Rock, Leander?
Yeah.
What else? Lakeway?
Yeah.
Do you go at Cedar Park? Do you
Cedar
go as far
Park.
As like Liberty Hill or not?
We go to Georgetown.
Okay.
And actually, Lakeway, we have been going to Lakeway, but at 620, we're kind of trying to not go to Lakeway
right.
anymore because it's just the traffic's just
right.
kind of ridiculous. But it is a business. Well, first of all, services businesses like ours lend themselves to sole proprietorships and people
uh-huh.
just starting up a business on their own. And so it's kind of interesting in our industry, 80% of air conditioning companies are one- and two-man shops. They basically
wow.
just start out of their house and, you know, and a lot of people try to grow and then they don't like trying to manage people and all the chaos that comes with growth. From the beginning, I wanted to grow because we started out, like I said, working out of the house, and for me, it was so depressing, you know, because I was stuck there 40 hours a week answering the phone,
right.
and I'd come from working in an office environment with a bunch of people to go to lunch with and, you know, interact with, and so from the very beginning, I always wanted to grow and have, and I like being a part of a group, so to me, it's more motivating to have people that are depending on me and vice
right.
versa, you know.
Now, what about your husband? Is he like the opposite, or something?
Yes,
the same?
He's like the opposite. That's how it always goes, right?
Opposites attract.
Exactly. So that doesn't always make it that nice to work with each other, actually. You know? But they warn you against that, right? But you do it anyway. So, yeah, but that's the same thing. He's kind of more technically focused, and he's not as much of a people person, you
gotcha.
Know? So he is on board with growing. He thinks that's a good idea, and, you know, I mean, ultimately he was with that, you know, behind that goal, but you know, really it's more for me to implement, I guess I would
right.
say, and have to manage all the everything that comes with having multiple employees and all
right.
that kind of stuff.
Right. Now, you mentioned implement. I want to kind of go back to the comment that you made about the website being your responsibility. And it's kind of like his idea of, hey, this is what we need. I don't know how to do it. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Go
and
off
and
do
your
thing.
I don't know how to do it. Well,
right.
that caught, this is another thing about being married. Okay. So it's hard to get along sometimes about stuff. But the first thing that happened is he found this guy that was a neighbor that lived down the street that he used to talk to him when he was out walking the dog. And I didn't really know the guy or anything. But this guy had, he just got laid off from, what was that in Houston? Incon?
Enron.
Yeah. So anyway. That's the story, except that he was in between jobs and he was a part of the Enron fiasco. I don't think he was responsible. But anyway, so my husband hired him. Randall is my husband. So he said he's going to do it. Well, the thing is that because I was dragging my heels and resentful that I was supposed to be getting this done, and I didn't know what to do anyway, but I didn't like the guy, you know, and I didn't like what he was doing. And I have, because I guess I'm my background is in landscape architecture, and so I have some...
You got an eye for design.
I think I have some design sense. I'm probably wrong, but I think I do. And I did not like where this guy was going, and he definitely liked his ideas, yeah. You know. So anyway, that ended up blowing up, and then I finally found another woman who was working from home. She had a baby, and she I don't remember who recommended her, but she was a graphic designer, which This guy was a computer programmer, but not a graphic designer.
Right.
And that's probably where the problem came up for me, because I don't really care how it works. I just want it to look right.
Exactly.
You know? And so she made it, you know, rainbows and clouds and everything. So happy. To
unicorns.
Yeah. With blue air, yay. And so anyway, but she didn't know anything about SEO, you know, and at first it was like, just get a website.
Right.
You know, so we just got a website. And then all of a sudden everybody's like, well, where is it ranking? Ranking? Who? I don't know. What are you talking about? I mean, I don't even know if people, Google was not a verb yet or anything
right.
like that. So I don't know. Anyway, but she had no clue, you know.
Wow.
And so she was very attentive in putting changes that we needed, because she mm-hmm. was good at the programming of the site itself. But she was like, you need to hire somebody else or something. She didn't know.
Right, to do search marketing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, then that came to an end. And then we got another website. Then we went with a company that was more of an SEO type
right.
company. And, you know, the thing about it along all these stages of the website design is that everything keeps changing anyway, because then they got mobile, and now you've got
right.
to have it, you know.
Yeah, you got to have it mobile-friendly.
Mobile-friendly. So there's been a couple of different iterations of that with what has to be, how the website has to be designed.
Right.
I don't know. I'm sure you know more about it than I do. But all I know is it always costs like $1,500 at least. $1,500 to $3,000 every time, you know, to get a new website.
She's like, it's about that time.
Yeah,
get
out your checkbook.
Oh, my
technology
goodness.
Has changed.
So then, you know, from that standpoint of, you know, you were dragging your heels initially. So, and because at the time, everything was so new in terms of online experience. So it wasn't, so there really, I guess, wasn't any value from a small business standpoint of really seeing the value of having a domain and a website at that moment in time, or was there?
Well, I think that's where the tension came between us. Maybe he saw that there was a value, but I didn't. Maybe he does, you know, he has more of an ability, I think.
Visionary.
But that's what he says. I say he's anxiety ridden, he projects, but, you know, he says he's a visionary. And then, you know, but I'm on the ground here with boots on the ground, but
right.
I have problems right here today that I have to deal with. I can't envision the future as
gotcha.
Well. You know what I
gotcha.
Mean? So, but it was true. Once we got the website, I don't think really anybody saw it, you know,
yeah.
because it wasn't, there was no SEO or
right.
Google or anything going on. So we didn't have it, but.
How did you select your name? Like, what was the first domain that you had? Was it Blue Air Dash AC?
Yeah, so our company is called Blue Air, and it's named Blue after our when we went into business, we had a beagle named Blue.
Oh.
And she was, her father, I don't know why, but he was in on some kind of boondoggle in Austin, fathering pups. He was supposedly a rare blue beagle from California. So we never met him, but he sired her. And then, so we paid 50 extra bucks because she was going to be a rare blue beagle. I think it was like a puppy mill, actually. Anyway, she had a purplish sheen briefly, and then she turned red. But we named her Blue, and then we named the company Blue Air
gotcha.
After her. And she's in our logo. She's the dog
nice.
In the logo. So, anyway, so yeah, so first, you know, we thought, because we didn't know, our first domain name, and Randall really got into buying domain names, and we do have a lot of them, and it's, I don't know, the first one.
The visionary.
Yes, the visionary. Let's buy them all, and then we'll, I don't know, nobody's offered to buy any from us, so I have no clue, but Blue Air Dash AC, because that described what we did.
Gotcha.
Right? So it's Blue Air, and it's an AC company, but... You know, things started evolving. You start seeing more people with web addresses, you know,
right.
and you start realizing that ours is awkward with that dash, you know. Because
right.
for one thing, if somebody sees it, you know, we've always grown by word of mouth and
mm-hmm.
signage, you know, like you saw our tracks, right.
right?
So we get a lot of people that just see our tracks, and that's how they find us, or see our sign or whatever. So, you know, for us, that's a big deal, having our website on our vehicles.
Right.
And it's hard to memorize Blue Air Dash AC, we thought.
Right.
So, eventually we decided to change that.
And so when did you, so you started with blueair-ac.com. Now, did you register blueairac without that hyphen?
No? I do not think we did. No. I don't know why. It might, I mean, like, the one problem we ran into is that blueair.com is, there's a, there's standing room air cleaners, a company named Blue Air. They're out of Europe someplace. And, oh, I think I know about the AC maybe. But anyway, so, but my dad's a patent attorney, so he was able to give us very good guidance, you know, because basically we didn't know about them until after the internet kind of took off. We had already, and because my dad is a patent attorney, we had our name patented, copyrighted in the state of Texas, Blue Air. So, but anyway, we couldn't do blueair.com or blueair.net when we went to look initially because this Blue Air air cleaner had the name blueair.com. Yeah. They used to, they still have Sharper Image. They sell those at Sharper Image. They sell them online. I don't know. But anyway, they're just like a freestanding air cleaner. So,
And is there brain confusion in there sometimes? Like, do you get people who are...
Well, I'll tell you, sometimes they'll call because they're looking for filters. But the other one that we've had to memorize the phone number is 1-800-JET-BLUE. Because people call us to make airline reservations. Like, you need to call 1-800-JET-BLUE. We know that.
Oh, my goodness. That is so interesting.
And then there was another Blue Air refrigeration company, it turned out. See, because when we did our patent search for Texas, we didn't look into that, you know, nationwide. So, anyway, there's a Blue Air company that's in California someplace that's a refrigeration company. So, anyway, but that's, I think, where, you know, why we couldn't just get Blue Air.
Gotcha. And so then you went from blueair-ac, you had this epiphany of going, hey, wait a minute, this is a bit more cumbersome to remember the hyphen.
I think at first, when we first got the website, we didn't put it on our trucks, you know. We already had our trucks, and we drive our trucks into the ground, you know. So when we eventually were going to get some new trucks, it's like, we can't put blueair-ac on, you know, dash. No one's going to be at a light and be able to remember that. So we thought Blue Air Austin, you know?
Gotcha. And Austin, and so what, do you remember the time that you made that shift?
Oh, it's probably about 15 years ago or maybe.
So Austin was definitely a different...
Definitely smaller. Yeah. We were not thinking that we don't want to drive to, you know, to Barton Creek Mall like we think now. You know, it was like then it was nothing because the traffic wasn't bad.
Right.
So we were just happy. We were in Northwest Austin. And we didn't, I mean, we serviced Round Rock and Cedar Park, but we didn't really think about the fact that people would be not calling us from those locations because we had Austin in our website name.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
So I was thinking, you know, I didn't realize I would be eliminating or putting people off or whatever, off-putting by not have, you know, by having... Right. Location name in there.
And that's an interesting point because that's something that I think most people likely don't think about is that it does limit you or can limit you to saying, even if you're not, I guess you say explicitly stating or saying, hey, we serve only Austin, but it could give that notion of, they only serve Austin and not.
Well, it's kind of weird too, because you know we're in a weird, you know, we're in a weird place. We're on the county line.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, this is Williamson County on McNeil Drive that we're on.
Right.
It comes down and there's a V like on about half a block on either side, and we're just. But anyway, so we're on the edge of the county, and we're so close to Cedar Park and Round Rock. Anyway, you know it's not far.
Right.
But when you do a, you know, if we do a. You know, a graphic looking at where all of our service calls are. It's pretty amazing because it's all kind of in 29, 27, you know, 559, all these Austin zip codes that are right around us. And then it's fewer going
out
into
Round
Rock and Cedar Park. Yeah, but it's definitely concentrate. Well, it's probably because of our address and people know McNeil Drive.
Right.
You know?
And it's pretty, I mean, it's, there are a number of cars. I mean, even to get here from, Los Indios, which tees into McNeil, to make that left turn, I'm sometimes waiting minutes.
Yeah.
I mean,
did you see
five,
our sign?
6 minutes. No.
Okay, we need a better sign. We have a sign, but it's hard to see. We probably should have a better one. But one thing, too, is that that Randall was, you know, when we started out, we were working out of our house.
Right.
And so, you know, we had a regular street name that sounds like a residential street. And, but so Randall was always adamant, you know, that we got to get a place on a street that people know. And
right.
I think it's true, you know, if it's a main thoroughfare and people recognize that and they recognize it as a commercial street.
Right.
And they're familiar with it, then they're like, oh, they're on McNeil, they're nearby, you know. So I think that has helped. And that's why probably we do, I mean, people know all the time, you know, they call from your neighborhood, well, we're right. just right across the street, you know. So,
exactly.
So the location is important. So it's important in your address and your web address as well, I guess.
Exactly. So then you went from the dash to
BlueAirAustin.com,
and then you got trucks.
And, yeah, well,
wrapped,
then,
right?
Yeah, or, then when we had the Blue Air Austin on the trucks, yes.
Right.
And it's still on some of the trucks.
Right.
Yes.
And so that's one of the things that I noticed. One of the vans pulled up and had BlueAirAustin.com and then the trucks, which they're newer trucks.
Yeah,
Blue they have Air Blue Comfort. Air Comfort.
Yes.
And so then you look and said, okay, well, hey, we really only want to deal, I guess, within a certain geographic area, not necessarily lock ourselves into Austin. And so now we want to move away from a geo service domain, which BlueAirAustin.com is
yeah.
considered. We want to move from that to Blue Air Comfort. So tell me about Comfort.
Well, I think, so another thing is, like, right, so we'd always been trying to come up with a tagline, you know, like
right.
a slogan or whatever for a long time. So anyhow, finally, I thought of Blue Air, Be Comfortable.
Mm.
So we added that to our logo. And I wanted it to be concise and
right.
make people feel comfortable, you know?
Gotcha.
And so anyway, where was I going?
That's okay.
Oh, yeah. So we're at about the same time, we also had been doing some, we had some business consultants.
Right.
And one of the things that they said is you don't call a salesman a salesman. You call them a comfort consultant. Yeah, that's one of the things that they had talked about, comfort consultants, you know, which people still know that's a salesman, right?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
So then I don't know. Is that insulting to people to say, oh, we're going to have our comfort consultant? And then people are going, oh, I feel so comfortable because it's a comfort consultant. Or do they go, what? Don't try to, what are you trying to do? You know it's a salesman. Don't say comfort consultant. You're trying to trick me. But anyway, so at that time, we had hired a new salesman,
right.
a comfort consultant. So it just, because he was the comfort consultant, he was our first official comfort consultant, and we had Be Comfortable, we decided to change, and I wanted to get rid of Austin.
Right.
You know, so it just kind of all morphed into let's just like blueaircomfort.com. And then that was perfect because the new comfort consultant was able to get his web address as...
You know,
so
John
and so.
Yeah.
His name was John. John.
There you go. John at
BlueAirComfort.com. John at BlueAirComfort.com. So that is how that, and you know, being a small business and not very being, having very good attention to details, we still have trucks with both of the names on there.
Right.
So.
But I guess, and now you're redirecting, I guess, those.
Everything to BlueAir-AC.
So you're still on BlueAir-AC as your primary.
Yeah, that's
your primary
domain.
Digital presence.
Right. And that is because the people, very, you know, like I said, we've had various SEO companies.
Right.
That's a whole other story. But anyway, no one wants to go there with SEO. With SEO. But anyway.
Dum, dum, dum.
You can spend a lot of money when you don't know what you're doing. Not that much. But anyway, So people said that because we already had, you know, the search engines looking at
right.
BlueAir-AC.com, you know, that we would want to redirect to that rather than change.
Correct.
Do you agree with that?
So,
is that true or not true?
So what's interesting is there's a kernel of truth there. Now what I would say is that you could do a number of things. Obviously, if you wanted to go from BlueAir-AC.com, you could use what's called a 301 redirect. And essentially, what would happen is we would go through the entire website, get all of the links, and then just ensure that every link that was on the old, you redirect to a certain page on the new.
Okay.
And once you do that, all is well. Because
okay.
it's going to pass everything that was built up on each of those links over to the new link.
Okay.
And so...
So Google will realize that.
Yes, Google will realize that. And so a lot of people don't necessarily know how to do that.
Oh, okay.
When they start getting with bigger... You know, if it's a 10-page site, it's easy. Mm-hmm. But once you start talking about, you know... I'd probably say 50 pages and
shopping and all that kind of stuff.
People get a little nervous and weird about that, but no, it is possible. And
is it expensive?
Well, that depends on the site size.
Yeah, that's right.
If it's 10 pages or if it's 100 pages, but in most cases, I mean, that shouldn't, I look and go, that shouldn't cost you more than a couple hundred dollars to get
it. Oh, yeah, well, then that's. And so, you know, because, well, you're a website person, so you're going to be noticing more things like the web addresses on the trucks.
Exactly.
And you noticed that when you put in our web address that it redirected to blueair-ac.
Right.
So now I don't know what percentage of the normal population would notice that, or if they did notice it, if they would think that is some kind of, you know, dangerous situation. If you're getting redirected, you know, people get nervous about stuff on the web. But I mean, as long as Norton's not telling you this is dangerous, you probably wouldn't even notice.
Correct. And, you know, I call it brand. You've branded your trucks very well that when you arrive at the website, they look one and the same.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't want, you know, you wouldn't want your logo on the truck, but then you show up at the site and it's like a cat. It's like, wait, I saw a dog, but this is like a yellow cat.
I've been redirected. I'm a dog person.
It's like, no. It's like, it's a little sketchy. But whereas you've branded well with your trucks and vans and it looks one and the same, people just, oftentimes what I tell most and what I thought originally was when I saw that redirect, I was thinking that you were actually trying to measure
Vans
and trucks
from.
And where all your traffic was coming from.
You gave us a lot of credit.
So that's what I was thinking. And then once I saw, I was like, oh, I said, well, it doesn't have any of the parameters appended to the end. So I knew, I was like, okay, they're likely not, but still, you could.
Yeah.
So for instance, if let's say you shifted, you know, towards the future, and you said, I want to use blueairservices.com. But I only want to use it on billboards. Well, then at that point, you can measure and track how many people come from the billboard.
Hey, maybe, I hate to say it, but maybe my husband was right in getting all those domain names.
Right. And so you...
I'm going to forgive him 20 years later.
Exactly.
I'm still paying for all those.
Exactly. And so, you know, what I tell most is that, you know, anytime that you're paying marketing dollars, so whether it's print, text, billboards, the like, use a distinct domain name that you can actually measure, because then you can say, okay, we spent X amount, but how much business did we get?
Oh, that is a good idea. Okay, I'm
going to
think about that going forward.
And so, and definitely I can help you there.
Okay.
But that being said, so I mean, in terms of like, where does most of your business, I know you said word of mouth, but then do you do any advertising outside making sure that you have the trucks?
Limited. We've done limited advertising. Whatever we've tried, you know, doesn't ever seem to really pan out. We do try to keep here as a example of our low-tech sheet, you know, that we have at our desks. And so when someone calls in, it's our referral sources. You know, we put their name, whether they're new.
Right.
And where they come from, whether it's Google.
Yeah, so you have a referred by.
Yeah, it's a referred by. And then, so then we have a spreadsheet that we keep track of. Because like I said, we've spent a lot of money on SEO with people and stuff in the past.
Right.
So... At one point, the first time we went with an SEO company and they redid our website to be more SEO friendly, and that cost a lot of money, and they seemed to be pretty sure of, sure of themselves, cocky, you might say, and just really liked them. They knew everything, and I was too stupid to understand, they thought. So anyway,
So they were
charging us like $1,500 a month, basically, and then that didn't include doing any changes to the website. They would charge me extra for that, you know. So that was a lot of money, you know. And so that's when we started doing the referral sheet, because I don't really care when you send me all these fancy things about how many people clicked and, you know, whatever.
Right.
It doesn't matter how many people
clicked.
Did you
get a customer?
Yeah. How much money did we get?
Right.
You know?
Actual tangible customer, first name, last name, and did they pay?
And so what we do is is every year. So we've got this going back now for quite a number of years. And then we'll, so say this guy, Pedro, he was a new customer. What we'll do is we'll go in at the end of the year and see how many dollars, you know, we might have gone to his house more than once. You know,
correct.
Maybe it's first like an
$89. You may have a service call.
Yeah, like an $89 diagnostic that turns into a sale of a system. And so we'll go back and, you know, we don't track it beyond a year for that brand new customer because it's in trouble. But we do for that year try to see. So, you know, it's kind of hard to know where they're coming from exactly because, you know, of course we're on the carrier website. We're on the Air Conditioning Contractors of America website. So a lot of, you know, Better Business Bureau, they get a lot of clicks and stuff. So unless they specifically say Better Business Bureau, they normally say internet.
Right.
They either say internet or Google.
Gotcha.
You know, nobody ever says Bing or
anything. Right.
They just go the internet.
Right.
So, and then we don't really necessarily know whether that's been redirected from another site that we're associated with, but well, I guess you can see that on Google Analytics.
Right. And are you using Google Analytics?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do have a web company right now, and so that's one thing they like to come over, you know, go over and show us how many people clicked and how many pages, again, how long they stay on the page. Again, I don't care, really.
Right.
But that's what they're really good at calling me and, you know, sending me the reports and stuff, and it's like, show me the money.
Right. Because the reality is, yes, we can get people to the site, but for you, you go, I need to understand these visitors and how well they translate into tangible people, real people, real names.
Yeah, because otherwise you're just throwing your money away. You know?
Right, right, definitely. Definitely. So then in terms of, so what's next? I know you spoke of kind of the past, the present, but then where do you see Blue Air headed? Like, in terms
of riches and fame and fortune, hopefully that's the goal. But yeah, I mean, like right now, like every business, probably, you know, we're trying to grow, either growing or shrinking or dying or whatever, growing or dying. So we're trying to grow, and like I said, we're trying to go more towards, you know, the north communities around here. So
so will you stay with BlueAirComfort.com, or do you see
for now
other
I'm
changes?
Happy with comfort.com. I mean, you know, I like the connotations, the way it might make people feel, and I think that we have a really cute logo. We have, you know, the dog with the fan blowing,
right?
And it's a blue logo, the color is blue, so people like that because it makes them feel cool. I think we just get a lot of compliments on the logo, and I think the tagline "Be Comfortable" is just all working for me right now. You know, but I can see in the future if we were to branch out and add other services such as plumbing and electrical, which, you know, I think a lot of companies do that eventually because it helps round out the seasonality. If you're doing plumbing and electrical, you know, AC is pretty, and we don't have much heating around here, so. But that's a huge can of worms. So, you know, I want to go on AC as long as I can. But if we did, then I could see that's why I always liked the name Blue Air Services. And we also have the domain name BlueAirTexas.com. You know, so because we do have the, you know, like I said, we have the copyright.
Right.
And so if we were ever to, you know, open up in Dallas or Houston or franchise or something like that, we do have the domain name for that.
Nice.
Yeah, but that sounds really hard. So. I don't know about that.
One thing at a time.
I might like better, though, than adding plumbing and electrical because we already know air conditioning.
Right. And that's what I was wondering. Like, would you, you know, stay in that vein of HVAC or would you venture off into other?
It depends, you know, because if we did plumbing or electrical, you have to have different license holders and stuff. So you'd really have to get key people in place. And, you know, and then you might have to have more partners or I don't know.
Right.
There's a whole lot more.
Either that or likely an existing company is likely going to have to fall in your lap to, I guess, align or marry the two, possibly.
Yes, I keep my eyes peeled for people like that. I don't know if they want to join or not.
Now, that's interesting that you brought up BlueAirServices.com. Now, what you may know or may not know, which you're about to probably find out,
is about the
new domain extensions.
Oh,
so you have like dot solutions, dot company, dot services, dot plumbing. I don't think they have a dot HVAC. I'd have to look that up. But then, like, have you had any experience, or did you even know they existed?
I know those exist, and I just think maybe that's confusing.
Why? Tell me about it.
Well,
no, this is good.
Well, I just think, you know, because we're all used to .com for one thing. And so, you know, like, I have an ancient historical email address.
Oh, you got to tell them. You got to tell them what it is.
It's swbell.net.
SWBell. And I know some, some of you are going, SW what? So that was actually what Southwestern Bell.
Yep.
Literally. How long ago? So how long?
Well, I had that since we started this business. So that's 23 years. So you know, back in the day, they had the bells. So right. There was like Southwestern Bell. I have a cousin that lives in Alabama, and he's like South Bell or whatever. Right. You know, they had bells all over the country. They were geolocated, I guess you would say. I just learned about geolocation, but anyway. So, and then I think, you know, they got bought by Yahoo or whatever. Now that's merged into AT&T. But anyway, they haven't been able to, you know, weed us out yet.
Yeah.
And I love it because I talk to these young people. They're like, what? What? And I was like, it's SW Bell. And they're like, what? And I'm like, remember the baby bells? Blanks. No. Nothing. And I'm like, okay, have you ever heard of Alexander Graham Bell? Okay. Take it back. His extension was Alexander Graham Bell had an SWBell.net extension on his email. I know it.
So having that address, but then seeing these new addresses, like, what does that...
Well, even, okay, so what I was... Well, I'm getting off track. But anyway, so SWBell.net, people will often say, mess it up and try to email me at .com. And then they have to, you said .net. So even .net is a little bit confusing. Right. Everyone's used to .coms, or maybe I'm just a dinosaur. That's probably more like what it is. But, you know, so even having all these other random extensions,
right.
I feel like that might be confusing to people.
Right.
And especially a good demographic for us is like the baby boomers, you know, that are retiring. They're going to, you know, be staying... you know, staying at home, aging in place, fixing up their houses, getting that last air conditioner that's going to take them through to the end of their life. And I don't want to confuse them.
Exactly.
Or anyone. I don't know. Do you think it's confusing?
So,
those extensions?
I think from a young demographic. So if we're saying anybody 20 and below, or actually I'd probably say 25 and below.
Uh-huh.
You know, you think about... They've lived life with iPhones and all these things in their hands. Mm-hmm. Like, we know life before iPhone. We know life before internet. We knew life back pagers and all these other things.
Yeah.
Whereas their life, that's all that they've really known. For them, it's a matter of, I don't think that they necessarily care. They're not as tied to .com as we are because we began this revolution, if you will. They just come and joined in and it's like, well, we don't really care as long as whatever we type, if it's .ninja, .solutions, whatever. I think they just go, hey, we just want to get whatever information
move on. So they're not confused by that. Well, they need to buy some houses and then I can change.
Exactly.
They also live with mom and dad.
Well, and that's what I was about to say. So then you have that whole dynamic of go to college, but then you have so much debt that, you look at Austin market, I mean, it's tough.
There's not even enough housing anyway, so they're building all sorts of apartments, which is not our, you know, customer base.
Right. And so, you know, for me, I look at it, and obviously I'm in the domain industry. I can go on either side to go, I see where it makes sense, but also I can side with you and go, yeah, but we're still typing, and I will inadvertently type .com on a new address.
Yeah. And like my parents now, they're in their 80s, but they still always type www. I'm like, you don't have to do that.
Right.
You know? So.
Exactly. Well, wrapping up, I got just a final couple of questions. So if you had to do everything all over again, knowing what you know about Blue Air
Dash, I would be a landscape architect.
I would have told my husband, no.
Yes.
No, you go good by yourself. Like, no. So knowing what, knowing everything that you know about domain names and how much, like, I guess the question is really, from where you started, you said you really didn't see the value. But then today, how has that changed, if any at all? Like, do you see a value?
Oh, yeah. Well, now I see a value. But the world has changed. You know, it's been 23 years, so everything is completely different anyway. And everybody, you know, is, I mean, just, you know, basically, you know, looking at Google Analytics and seeing how many people are finding us or coming through from mobile. And, you know, I mean, it's a digital world now.
Right.
So there's definitely a value. And I guess, you know, what we did at each, I think what we did at each level was not necessarily wrong, but given the information that we had, it was just a natural progression.
And, yeah. It was the best decision that you could make with the information.
Exactly. It's like when you look back on your life. With the information I had when I was 20, I did the best that I could.
Exactly.
Looking back on it, that was probably wrong, but I did.
And I was about to say, so would you change anything, like in terms of where you started or what with what you started? Because, I mean, obviously you didn't realize, I guess, I guess there are some different factors in play, because obviously Blue Air Austin, for the time you launched, Austin was smaller versus where it is today and how things have sprawled. I mean, Round Rock is a little over, I think, 115,000 people.
Well, and the other thing is not only that, you know, because I figured, well, if we were Blue Air Austin, it kind of, to me, implied the metropolitan area at the time. But, you know, now Austin, like you said, the sprawl, when you start thinking about South Austin and Onion Creek and, you know, Slaughter.
That's a lot of windshield time.
That is a long way, you know, and I don't really consider that our you know, main area. We do go down there occasionally. But, and I know other air conditioning contractors that are like, they call and say, these people are in North Austin, you know, they refer them to us. They're in South Austin. So the services are starting to localize even more. And this isn't even a huge, you know, it's not Houston or Dallas.
Right.
You know, but I do
see we lack, I guess, proper transit system.
Yeah. Yeah. To, that's right. We don't have good roads. Infrastructure.
Right. Infrastructure. There. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. So would I do anything different? I don't think so. I don't know. No. Given the info I had, I did it the best I could.
Wow. Now, what information, you know, based on your experience, based on everything that you've learned from coming online to where you're at today, what would be your advice to someone that's starting a business today in selecting their business name, their domain name?
Oh, gosh.
And website, like, all, just an all-encompassing, what would you tell someone based on your experience?
It's really hard because when you're starting, and I mean, if you're not in that web industry, you know, the digital industry or something, you kind of don't know where to go for advice and what to do. So in that regard, I'm still fumbling around from one service provider, you know, or one web hosting company or whatever to the next, you know, and just kind of trying. So I don't know how people, where is there a good, you know, I mean, maybe you can tell me. You tell me. What is a good, you know, source of information for people to try to figure out what kind of web designer to use or what kind of hosting service? I mean, it doesn't seem like there's good guidance. There's not like a, you know, consumer reports out there or anything. So I don't...
Exactly. And I also go, I think you the point that you hit there really is you're so busy doing your business, serving your customers. It's like, we'll get there when we get there to handle whatever that is in terms of a digital presence. But the reality is, it's like being a small business, you're juggling a lot of
things. Yeah, and you don't really know where to start. So it's like, even like, you know, my first lesson, which is hire somebody that's a computer person, but this is not a graphics person.
Right.
So then I learned from that thing, well, you have this, if they're going to do a website, you have them do 3 mock-ups for you to show you what they might look like and then pick. So I was like, ah, good lesson, because that is what I didn't do the first time, you know, and so now I want to see some mock-ups, you know.
Exactly.
And so, you know, the company that we're with now, they service basically only HVAC companies. So we learned through them through this HVAC national organization. Yeah. And so, you know, I don't know. We're still trying things out. So I'm not even, don't tell them, but I'm not 100% sold on them yet, you know.
Right. But so, you started somewhere based on, I mean, because you could go, well, if I look at the world and say, where's a web design? I mean, that's a pretty broad you know,
yeah,
stroke.
Well, it's kind of like everything in experience in life. It's like you try, and you always have to keep trying things. So you try one thing, and then you see what the pitfalls were. So now you're going to try the next thing, but you're going to do it. You're not going to let those things be part of it anymore. You know, you evolve, you know. Exactly. And so I think, yeah, you just got to, well, first of all, you got to have a website, you know. Right. In this day and age, you've got to have a website. And I think, you know, to me, the aesthetics and the design are important. You want it to be welcoming and for people to, you know, get a good feel for your company, that you're, you know, that's what we want to impart, that we're a people company and
right.
we're approachable. And for us, we're local. We don't want it to look too fancy or anything
right.
because people in our service industry, people, it is word of mouth. People, you know, when you're having services at your home and stuff, people ask their neighbors, you know, and
right.
So,
and people see your trucks.
Yeah. So local is good for us. So
yeah.
you don't want to appear too corporate and,
right.
you know, fancy. So, I mean, believe me, you can look at our office and see we're not. But anyway, so.
But no, I think that that's a good point that you made. I mean, you said, hey, we're now dealing with a company that specializes in our industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, that's likely the first place that, you know, anyone needs to start is saying, okay, well, what niche or what industry am I in?
And a lot of times, like the Air Conditioning Contractors Association, I'm sure a lot of associations have companies that they are, you know, associated with.
Right.
You know.
You can refer.
Yeah.
Definitely. So then last but not least, what else is there anything that you want listeners to know?
I want listeners to know, oh gosh,
whether they're local, anything, like how, what should someone know about HVAC? What should somebody know about dealing with the furnace, servicing their furnace, servicing their AC unit?
Oh man, this is so broad. I was going from like what you should know about having your own business to like you should change your filter at least every 3 months. I don't know. And as far as having your own business, somebody told me, like, if you can make it 3 years,
yeah,
that's it. After 3 years, you will be a lot less stressed out. And that was true. Three years was a hit.
And look at you. It's what, 20?
23. The last 23
years?
Is cake. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's always evolving, you know, and you just gotta ride with it, really.
Wow.
So.
Well, good thing. With that, we're out of time. So, Mariana, thank you again for joining us today and sharing your business story as well as your entrepreneurial journey.
Thank you.
Yes, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Kickstart Commerce, where we share search marketing and domain name investing strategies to help grow your business. So, last but not least, please subscribe to this podcast via Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, or Podbean. Also, visit kickstartcommerce.com and subscribe to my daily newsletter where I share search marketing, WordPress tips, tricks, and other solutions involving domain name and strategies to grow your business. So, thanks, and that's all for now.